I want to talk a bit about how I first got interested in technology and then talk about the way that technology is having such a big impact now on my own thinking about language learning. My background's in language teaching. Yeah, I did the CELTA, I did the Delta. I was actually very lucky. I did my Delta with Scott Thornbury in Barcelona. I was a teacher also at International House in Seville for about 11 years. And before that, I taught in Greece. And during that period, the 1980s, the end of the 1980s, the 1990s, and even into the 21st century, I obviously spent a lot of time thinking about language learning. One, because I was a language teacher myself, but two, because I was also going through the process of learning languages. And I learned to speak fairly good Spanish and fairly good French, and even a little bit of Chinese recently. And so I was thinking a lot about language learning, and I suppose one of the things I began to realise was, I suppose slightly influenced by Krashen, but basically just because it seemed blatantly obvious to me anyway, was that we need to be exposed to language, lots of it, and probably at a certain level that's not too far above the level that we're currently at. But certainly that need to be exposed and have as much contact with language as possible is absolutely vital, and I've seen that now through learning several languages myself. And I was always frustrated when I lived in Greece because we never could do that with the students. We never really could offer them opportunities to have much contact with English because at the time, I mean, even the newspapers used to arrive on the island of Crete where I was teaching about 3 days after they were published. And the only thing you could really recommend to the students, this was even before satellite television, was that they listened to the World Service. So when the internet came along, it really just suddenly offered exposure to an enormous amount of language. And connected to that was autonomy. I was really into this idea that if you could really help someone to be a good language learner, and obviously I was going through the process myself of getting better and better at learning languages as I kind of learnt more Spanish and then French. And I thought, yeah, if I could pass that on to my students and teach them to be better or help them to be better autonomous learners and help guide them towards sort of more effective and efficient ways of learning, then they'll become better learners themselves. And technology, again, offered lots of opportunities for that because you could suddenly direct them off towards different sort of things that they might be interested in. And also variety. One of the things I realised about language learning as well is that if you like doing something in your own language, you're probably going to like doing it in another language. For example, I've read very few books in Spanish because I'm not much of a book reader in English, but I love the newspapers, and I used to really, you know, it was one of my priorities when I lived in Spain was to learn to read the paper well. And so again, the internet offers such variety. So if you're interested in football, well, why don't you learn English through finding out about football? Or if you're interested in poetry, or if you're interested in films, suddenly the variety the internet could offer was incredible. So there were all these different things. I suppose one of them, another one, was learning styles as well. I realised, for example, when I learn a language, that I love to hear languages. I don't know, I mean, I'm musical as well, so perhaps it's to do with that, but certainly for me it really is the key thing. I love to listen, if it's the radio or the TV. I find that really, really helps me a lot, and that I need to hear the language as much as I can, and I really tune into the sounds of the language, and I'm interested in that part of it. So for all these reasons, internet and technology seem to really, really support and underpin a lot of my ideas about my approach to language learning, what was my pedagogy and my beliefs about language learning. And of course, one of them was of course this whole idea about collaborating and working together in groups and pairs and sharing and kind of processing language and using it. I suppose at the time we were thinking about things like task-based learning and fluency, and then I suppose later it became more a word that I hadn't heard of at the beginning, which was sort of constructivism, because I hadn't come across Vygotsky back then in the 1980s and the beginning of the 1990s. But for all these reasons, technology really made sense to me, and it got me interested in it when I first saw used a computer back in 1995. But it's very interesting because it's now that there's another shift. You could initially say then that the pedagogy led me to the technology, but now in fact it's now the other way around, because the technology itself is fostering and offering so many amazing opportunities to get students to collaborate and work together in ways that I'd never even dreamt of before. I find that the actual technology itself is pushing the barriers of my own understanding of what we can do in terms of a classroom or in terms of a learning situation for our students, and I find it actually stretching and pushing me. So in fact, I could even say to a degree now that the technology is beginning to push my own pedagogy, whereas at the beginning it was definitely the pedagogy that led me to the technology. It's just a thought.